Saturday's Indy Pride Festival is the largest gathering of LGBTQ+ people in Indiana and one of the largest in the Midwest. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Indy Pride Executive Director Chris Hanberg about the festival and the challenges still facing the gay community.
We're hoping for 25 to 30,000 people. We've been told numbers from the 25, 30,000 range to up to 75,000. And the truth is, we just don't know. Last year, we got stormed out. Evacuated the park and let everyone in for free. So we didn't get to measure how many people came back in. But fingers crossed and say a prayer. The weather looks great. And so I'm hoping for a really big turnout.
Now, people come from all over, not just Indianapolis, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. We have about 20% of our attendees come from outside of the Marion County and the surrounding counties area.
How does it make you feel, Chris, to see so many people wanting to celebrate and just show a sense of pride?
It makes me pretty emotional. I remember coming out in a time when it was not acceptable to be gay. We were being demonized in the state houses and through political and religious leaders. And so to see such a groundswell of support, to see a lot of allies come out, but also to see our community feel safer opening up and expressing who they are. Now, for many in our community, it's still not safe. You know, in Indiana, our state house, we just had a really ugly session where there are people who are targeting those who are transgender and those that are gender diverse. And so, if anything, the message of pride into all of the allies is please keep fighting, because we may have commercials, we may have, swag at Target, but that doesn't mean that it's a safe place for everyone.
Do you see things changing?
I hope so. I mean, I think if history has taught us that, you know, these sort of ideas, that the acceptance of people for who they are tends to win out over time. I had an interesting conversation last night about, you know, it was sort of easier in the time when people were outright hateful to you. But now it's subtle. It's almost more difficult to combat.
What are some of the issues this year at the festival that leaders want to stress?
Well, this year is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. And for those that aren't familiar, the gay liberation movement was sparked in 1969 when the patrons of the Stonewall Inn, which is a gay bar in New York City, finally fought back against the police raids. Police would come in, they would harass and arrest the patrons because they were gay, transgender, or non-binary. And they fought back. They rioted for several days. And so we have those pioneers, those young queer activists, those trans women of color to thank for giving us pride. And so we're celebrating that through some historical retrospectives. We have a lot of different artists that represent different segments of the community, but really keeping that spirit that pride started as a protest and for us to continue that. One of the biggest ways that we try to give a message or a theme about pride is through our Grand Marshal selection. This year we have Shelley Fitzgerald, who was the Ron Colley counselor who was fired for being married to her wife. We have Senator J.D. Ford, who was the first gay elected state senator in Indiana. We have Low Pone, which is a queer dance party, really targeting youth from that 21 to 28 range, but it's welcome for all ages. But they really provide a space for members in our community who don't feel like they belong anywhere else. And we have Trinity Haven, which is the first LGBTQ youth homeless shelter in Indianapolis. And so those are sort of the issues that we would like to really highlight and focus on this year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's WFYI's Taylor Bennett speaking with Indy Pride Executive Director Chris Hanberg.